What time is it?
5:20 past 10.
What time did you think it was, Dizzy Lizzie?
Dunno. Been having such a good time, I lost track. Met a lovely RAF lad. Ha! Smashing dancer and generous too.
I bet he was. Oh, what on earth's keeping Irene?
She better hurry up. It's going to be late by the time we get back. Matron will lock us out.
Don't worry.
I've got a way of getting back in without the dragon finding out.
Oh, I'm not climbing through any windows. Not in my best frock. My man made it me and she'll kill me if I get it torn.
You won't have to do no climbing. Joan, did you come to the dance last week?
Yeah. Danced all night long, I did.
Did you see Millie there by any chance?
Not sure. Why?
I've heard some rumours tonight.
All right.
At last. Do you know what time it is, Irene? We're going to cop it now and that's a dead cert.
I told you, don't fret. I made Millie promise she'll let us in if we're late back.
Oh, that's all right then. I don't feel well. I think it must be that lousy, rotten stew we have for tea.
Oh, it couldn't be anything to do with all that cider you've been drinking all night.
Of course not. It were only apple juice. Oh. Very nice apple juice, actually. Lots of bubbles.
RAF chap ordered that, did he? Cider might be made from apples, but it's as strong as any beer. You're drunk, Miguel.
Oh, don't talk daft. I've never been drunk in my life.
Well, there's always a first time. Come on, Irene. Let's get her back.
Oh, my free favourite beauty.
Basil! You're our knight in shining armour.
I no understand. Irana?
Oh, love it when he calls me that. Makes me go all weak at the knees.
Oh, is this daft, madam? Some chap's been plying her with cider all night. Told Joan it was apple juice.
Basil, could you give her a lift on the back of your motorbike?
Do you think that's a good idea? She might fall off the state she's in.
Oh, no problem, girls. Basil will look after. But she must hold on tight for me.
Ooh. Did you hear that, Joan? Get on the back behind Basil and wrap your arms around him, but hold on tight. Don't let go.
Oh, I really don't feel very well. I think I'm gonna be...
Irene, I've heard something you're not gonna like.
Go on.
It appears your blue dress went to the dance last week.
My dress? Don't understand.
I mean somebody borrowed it last Saturday while you were visiting your mum.
I don't recall anyone asking if they could borrow my dress.
You mean the one with the sequins and the pearls my mum set up nearly 2 weeks sewing on?
Yes.
Who was it?
Millie.
Millie? I don't believe it. I'll knock a block off when I get back.
Better wait till the morning, love. In case you wake Matron. You know what a light sleeper she is.
Oh, she's got to come in tomorrow, I tell you.
But Irene, it's Sunday. We'll have church in the morning.
She's on tater duty. I'll have it out with her then. Anyway, what was she doing at Suncastle?
She always says it's full of riffraff.
By the sounds of it, she was with a Navy lad from the training base. All night.
Oh, God! The truth! There's gone! Oh. I can't feel my top bit of toffee!
Oh, flaming heck, Joan!
Oh, I'm divided if she can't go back without him.
Don't look at me! I can't deal with sex.
Oh, it's not worse than booking out gals. Oh! Yes, I found him! Right, Joan, put him in your pocket and don't lose him.
Thanks, Lily. Feel much better now.
Good. Now off up behind Basil. Remember, hold on tight, Joan.
Okay, Joanie. Here goes.
Woo! Bye, Joan! Bye. Hold on tight!
That was Apple Juice, written by Sarah Beasley and performed by Laura Turner, Vicky Wilde, Jane Crawshaw and Dan Shaw. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.